everybody. Thank you for tuning in once again. I wanted to do a quick video tonight. I say quick, but it probably won't be quick. I wanted to do a video tonight about a collection of Blu-ray discs I've recently got. The collected works of Hayao Miyazaki. For those of you who do not know, Miyazaki's probably one of the best, if not the best, film creator of all time. He's basically the Disney of Japan, and he's actually so good that Disney bought pretty much the rights to all of his movies, as you can see there, and basically they took them and dubbed them in English, so they got voice actors and actresses to do all the movies in English for folks like me who don't understand Japanese. Anyway, he's got dozens of movies. This particular set includes 11 films on Blu-ray, and unless you're like a really big diehard that knows like a whole back catalog, I would imagine for most consumers, these are pretty much like the top 11 films. So, if you ever try to find a Miyazaki movie, this studio is called Studio Ghibli. If you ever try to find a Studio Ghibli movie, like, to watch online for free, not to encourage pirating, but you'll find it's impossible regardless. They are very, very secure with their material, and I think that's a good thing. So, you can't find these movies online. I ended up buying two of his movies, Spirited Away and Kiki's Delivery Service. I bought those as like their own DVDs before purchasing this. And I'm not even mad because even though both of those movies are part of the set, now I got two copies and I gave Studio Ghibli some love. So we're gonna walk through what's inside this box set, and then I'll, there's 11 movies in here, so I'm gonna go over like my top 5, in no particular order, and just kinda give you a quick synopsis of those 5 movies. Everything else, definitely look up. I'll post some links in the description below. I think everyone should at least see one Miyazaki movie in their life. My channel's name, Spirited Away ASMR. Yeah, that's from Miyazaki, so we'll start with the case itself. It's got this really cool little foil thing that just holds it all together. And I don't know how well that'll focus, but it's just got a little film reel for different images of the movies inside. Put that aside for now. And the box art, it's gorgeous box. It's like really heavy cardboard. It feels very sturdy. I think this was like $130, something like that, which isn't bad for, you know, 11 movies, and then there's some bonus content in there, so it comes out to, you know, $12 a movie, and the two movies that I bought by themselves, those were like $22 at Best Buy, so this is a good deal. I'll show you the back here. I've just got kind of an array of Blu-ray movies in there. We've got what's included, and we've got the ratings. So let's crank this guy open here. Put that next to Charmander. Okay, so in there, we've got kind of insider information, you know. It's got quotes from Miyazaki himself. It's got some explanations for why certain characters were chosen. Most of his movies are full of either animals or like strange creatures, and so this kind of explains the thought process behind what he chose. There's a few pictures in here, but nothing too elaborate. Twice. It's not like that, but it's still very rewatchable. it's just like, it's such a good feeling. It's like an ASMR video. You know what's going to happen. The content is familiar. Yet you still want to watch it again. That's a lot of these movies, but Castle in the Sky is one of them. It's, it follows a girl who basically falls from this castle, and this little boy here, I think his dad or his grandpa, he was he discovered things. He was like an adventurer of the sky, and he believed in this floating castle, and everyone thought it was crazy. And then this girl falls from the sky and basically proves, oh yeah, this is a real thing. And the adventure begins there. So, awesome movie if you like anything like extreme fantasy with a ton of adventure. It's definitely a movie for you. So, next we've got My Neighbor Totoro, which is one of the finest family films ever made, says Richard Luck. Yeah. I got good reviewers in here. So, that guy is a Totoro. And anyone on the internet's probably seen a lot of, like, plushies and stuffed animals based around this particular movie. My Neighbor Totoro is one of those movies that I am hesitant to say it's sort of a plot, but, like, really not a lot happens. Like, it's just a really good feel-good movie. I mean, there is a plot, but it's just so simple. It's like if Napoleon Dynamite was calming and beautiful. You know, there's not really a plot. It's just like, you just can't stop staring. My Neighbor Totoro. You just feel good watching it. You pop it in, it takes, an hour and a half or 2 hours, whatever. And the whole time, you just feel happy. There is like one problem that occurs in the movie. I'm gonna try not to give away any plots at all. But even at the problem of the movie, like, it's still so positive. It's a very good feel good movie. Speaking of feel good movies, the next thing we have here is Kiki's Delivery Service. And this is one of the movies that I bought as a separate Blu-ray. It's actually currently holding up this monitor, if you can see it right there. That's Kiki's Delivery Service. So, IGN.com says it's a heartwarming fantasy tale. Yeah. This girl here is named Kiki, and she's a witch. And she basically, in this world, when you're a witch, you go away for like a year, figure things out by herself. And so she goes out and finds a town and becomes a town's delivery girl because she can fly, because she's a witch. And she has a cat that talks, who's pretty cool. And all the characters are really like, all his movies, the characters are extremely, extremely lovable. You can't, even the bad guys in the movies, you like still can't hate them. Every character is brilliant in the Miyazaki movies. This is probably one of my favorite, like my top five for sure. I've watched this movie probably 6 or 7 times. It's again, the plot, what happens, but you can't stop watching it. Okay, so Porco Rosso is the next one here. This is one where there's more of a climax, there's a more of a plot point, a lot of adventure, a lot of action. A lot of Miyazaki movies have planes. He was a big fan of aeronautical stuff, so a lot of his movies involve planes, and this just happens to be one of the first ones in the book here. But basically, you follow a pilot who has become a pig for some reason, and his name is Porco Rosso, And he is competing with other pilots, and there's a lot of action, and it's not the most violent Miyazaki film, but you know, it's up there just because there's not a whole lot of violent Miyazaki films. This guy, Michael Toole, says it's Miyazaki's most personal film. Porco Rosso is what his dreams must look like. And yeah, there's a lot of cool in all the movies. There's a lot of cool, like, just the environments are really beautiful. I don't know how this guy thinks this stuff up. I mean, he does the storyboarding on all of these. He basically does the art, he does the characters, he does everything. And Porco Rosso, like, it's not one of my favorites, but I know it's a lot of people's favorites. And I think it's probably a good way to get started with Studio Ghibli movies. If you're not quite ready for just like a feel-good all-day experience, you want something a little more action-packed, it's a good movie. This river, and night comes, it turns into this like bustling spirit world with just all sorts of crazy characters, crazy things happening. It's like a different universe, and somehow you feel like you're part of it. I would imagine older people who watched like Willy Wonka when that was a new movie, I imagine it has the same effect as that movie. You know, I think of like my mom and dad when like Willy Wonka came out, you know, this crazy candy factory and all these special effects at the time. That was probably a pretty magical moment. Or like Wizard of Oz would be probably a better example. And for those folks, you know, that was like just mind-blowing. I think this is my generation's like Wizard of Oz or Willy Wonka. It truly transports you into another world. And the character, this is Zen, very lovable. You just want to cheer for her so hard.
Transport you to another world as much, but it's a really good movie with a really good
are still pretty likable. It's this guy here who he just dreams of making beautiful giant airplanes, and he's guided by his dreams on how to go about that. So it's a very dream-heavy movie. If you like architecture and like engineering and fake airplane designs that really couldn't happen in real life, this is the movie for you. It's very inspirational. So if you're one of those people that has a crazy dream like becoming an ASMR content creator on YouTube, you might use this as some inspiration. Not a top five, but like probably pretty close. So here's some other content on the book here. It's just a little bonus feature CD, and it's got his retirement commencement speech or whatever, and it's also got, this is for the diehards out there, it's got a pilot film called Yuki no Deyo, which I think is one of his first movies, and then it's got a movie called Little Samurai, episodes 26, 27, and 41, and yeah, his retirement press conference is on the bonus CD too. So we've got some quotes from Miyazaki. Do everything by hand, even when using the computer. In order to grow your audience, you must betray their expectations. So that's good advice for anybody. Life is like a winking light into the darkness. Here's a good one. I would like to make a film to tell children it's good to be alive. I think he does that well. Always believe in yourself. Do this, and no matter where you are, you will have nothing to fear. And this one's kind of deep. The creation of a single world comes from a huge number of fragments and chaos. Princess Mononoke, just because it's such a well-done movie. It's not one of my, like, personal go-tos, but I think if you're new to these type of movies, there's just so many movies, like, that are so action-packed nowadays, like The Avengers and all those. That might be a good kind of transition, because it's pretty action-packed. So, check one of those five out. Some info down in the description. And, you know, thanks for watching. I've been told to do more reviews on here, so I looked around my studio and I was like, oh, I've got these movies. I'll talk about those. I love them. They're great. So hopefully you enjoyed it, and hopefully you check out some Miyazaki films. Otherwise, thank you for checking my films out. If you want to see more, just subscribe and click on my channel. There's like 10 plus videos on there right now. I'm enjoying the content creation, so I plan on keeping this up for quite a while. Like and comment. I answer every comment, because why wouldn't I? My phone goes off when I get them. It's like sending a text message. You guys are in my network now, so send me a comment, if nothing else, and tell me about your favorite movie, you know, tell me your favorite movie studio, if you're a fan of Miyazaki, if you met Miyazaki, because that'd be cool. Just stay in touch. I love talking to y'all, and thank you very much for watching. Have a good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.